This is Ozarks at Large. President Trump continues to push his argument without legal victories or evidence that the election was rigged last month. Some members of his party continue to echo that concern, including some Arkansas GOP legislators. This week, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, asked John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, how much he thinks those legislators believe the president's claims.
I think you'd have to take a give some truth serum to all of them to get to the bottom of that. And I think if you did, you would see probably more than half who are playing along, but a significant and alarming number who truly believe that this that the president got cheated out of his due reelection. Because you get out there among the people of Arkansas, and that's what you hear. And it's what people believe. I think if you were to take one of your polls, it would be a striking number in Arkansas who believe that somehow, some way, they can't tell you how, but they believe that Trump, of course, is a great man and would have won, and nobody and Biden could not possibly have won fairly, certainly not with Kamala Harris on the ticket with him, and Georgia, a southern state, give them a break. It's not so. Somehow, some way, he was cheated. I think that's a significant feeling in Arkansas, to the point that in what little I do moving around in the community, I hear it from people, just in everyday life, they just accept that it must be at least partly true. Part of it is, boy, just wait and see. We haven't heard all of this yet. And it's the where there's smoke, there's fire. You hear that. And I think that's a lot of what's going on. Sometimes where there's smoke, it's just smoke. You know?
Yeah.
That's what we got, I think, in reality here.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. I mean, there's not been much fact to support or substantiate what has been out there. There is little argument that we are a divided nation. You and I have been seeing this in the polling numbers. We certainly see it in the election results. My question to you, though, is who are the factions that are divided in this country? Is it Republicans versus Democrats? Or are we seeing a civil war in some respects, within the Republican ranks?
There was a pretty good column, a full page column in the editorial section of the Sunday New York Times by Ross Douthat, who is the New York Times idea of a conservative. And he is a thoughtful conservative, but one who's, as many thoughtful conservatives can say, he's about had it with Trump. And he identifies the nuanced components of all this. And he says Democrats and liberals and the mainstream media make a mistake by just dismissing it as primitive, unsophisticated, deplorable, horribly misinformed people who are about half crazy. That we've long had. It's a great American tradition for people to sit around socially and talk about how they don't believe the things they're being told. I've heard it all my life socially. When I was a kid, my folks. My parents and their friends sitting around. Somebody in the group is going to, around having coffee, is going to start saying that Nixon really didn't do all that and the Democrats made it all up. You always have that. But social media has exploded it, and that's part of it. But it's not backwoods unsophisticates entirely. It's the barber. It's the cleaner. It's people you run into in everyday life who simply can't tell you what's going on exactly, but they don't trust what's happening.
All right. Let's go lastly here. The House and the Senate here in Arkansas have their legislative committees now. The House just met this last week to put some of their members in their positions, let them draw for their positions. Where do you see the battle lines being drawn in some of the committee assignments in anticipation of the 2021 legislative session?
Well, I had a column about this a couple weeks ago that I can now update a little bit with House information. It turned out that the Senate, in its committee selections, that sort of a right-wing all-star squad of the state Senate, Senators Garner, Ballinger, Alan Clark, Stubblefield, another, all loaded up the Judiciary Committee for the reason, for the purpose of passing a Stand Your Ground law, which they couldn't quite get passed last time through that committee. And also, in case, the hate crimes bill, of course, that was the main thing. Hate crimes bill would go to Judiciary Committee. And I'm told, and I wrote, and a couple of those senators on the right took ownership of what I wrote in their tweets. I'm told that they intend either to beat a hate crimes law, leaving Arkansas as one of two or three states without one, or pass one after amending out special penalties for acting on hate of gay people. That's a factor. Now, go over to the House and look at their Judiciary Committee. Do you know how many Democrats got on the Judiciary Committee? If everything works out and all the technical stuff works out, we have 9 Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. People like Clowney, Tippi McCullough, Jamie Scott, Collins, you know, good center-left Democratic legislators. There are only, how many of them in the entire House? 23, 22?
That's right.
23. 9 of them right now sit on the Judiciary Committee. And they're sort of looking around and saying, can you believe they let us get this many on here? But 9's not enough to do anything. But 9 is enough to make all the Republicans show up, you know, and it's enough to keep the votes close and make it interesting. So I'm looking at those 2 Judiciary Committees and assuming that whatever the Democrats might get done on the House side, if anything, gets blocked in the Senate on the governor's bill. It's not a left-wing bill, the governor's bill for a hate crimes law or Stand Your Ground. Abortion law bills could conceivably go to judiciary or public health. The point is, there are super, super majorities of Republicans in the legislature.
John Brummett is a political writer with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can be found at arkansasonline.com. He spoke with Roby Brock from our partner Talk Business and Politics. More from their conversation can be found at talkbusiness.net.